Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yesterday, we got a chance to listen to Vanessa walking up and down the streets of Santa Monica Boulevard during the WeHo Pride Parade, and the goal was simple. Play a little game called Gay or Nay, where you go up to people, ask them questions, and then we try to figure out if they're there as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, or if they're just an ally, or just a straight guy looking at some of the hot women that are dancing around in rainbow bikinis. Mm-hmm. And we didn't realize that it would result in such aggression, and she blames the alcohol. She doesn't remember a lot of it, she says. Omar's got a few of the clips pulled already, just to kind of give you a sense of what it was like yesterday, but we listened to it in its entirety, and it was a lot of her screaming at...
What's the second one?
Yeah, I mean, she
And
was,
there are so many more that we didn't play yet.
Yeah, and I could play you, you know, a brand new one now. I hate to say this, I think Vanessa's going to get upset, but there have been quite a few complaints on the GOAT line about what people heard that happened in West Hollywood.
I wish we were all there, because I was pretty happy. We were having a good time.
Aww.
I'm only screaming because it was really loud.
Yes. And I'm going to play, this is one of the ones that we did not play yesterday, but this was her at Pride, and we heard, obviously, you know, we changed the name of the segment to Vanessa Confuses Gay People, because a lot of them couldn't even understand the words she was saying in these questions, but this was just another person that she had chatted with yesterday. Here, let me give you this one. I don't think we heard this one yet, Allie. This was live from the streets of West Hollywood, California.
Hello, handsome guy. What is your name?
My name is Luis Lord.
Okay, Luis. What is the award for Broadway plays called?
What is it? What? Award for Broadway?
What is the award for Broadway plays called?
Tony.
Okay, Tony.
I need to change how I speak.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's great. And this guy seemed like such a nice guy. And she's every time they answer, she sounds like she's mocking. Hold on. I got. There's a lot of swearing. I got rid of most of the swearing, to be honest, that she said yesterday. But every once in a while, she sneaks one through. She was at a whole different level of intoxication walking through the streets of West Hollywood. So I cannot promise you that this is completely clean, but that's Vanessa raw and unfiltered.
She's raw-dogging it.
She is truly raw-dogging it, so.
Sorry, everyone. What's the main ingredient for kimchi?
That question, once again, was supposed to be, what is the main ingredient in a quiche?
I just want to say quiche and kimchi, I feel like that's the spelling for that word.
No, they are spelled so differently.
Totally different. Totally.
Ingredient for kimchi.
There's no kimchi. N.
What's the main ingredient called?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And by the way, yeah,
okay. Then get out of here, yeah. Loser.
She gets so mad so quickly with these people.
Who are the next plane?
Now, that question, let's just translate it, because this was during, as the Knicks were wrapping up their series with the Pacers, and she was trying to ask, who are the Knicks playing? And this is how that sounded.
Who are the Knicks playing? Right.
It sounds like she's winding down, like when Allie's cat died.
The batteries.
Yeah, it sounds like her batteries are lower.
Who are the Knicks playing right now?
What is it? What? The main ingredient?
No, who are the Knicks playing right now?
Oh, no, I don't watch, what is that, baseball?
No, basketball.
Basketball.
Okay. What's the last movie you saw in theaters?
What is the last movie I saw in theaters? Oh.
That should be the game. Can they repeat Vanessa's questions?
Ding, ding, ding.
Another swear word there. Jeez.
How about editing this, man?
Not cleaned up. I went through this one, but this must be the raw file. Anyway, the point is there's a lot of people that are very, very upset.
And about the swear words we just played.
About all of the swear words. And Vanessa, I feel bad, but I mean, just here's just some of what's happening right now, and I want you to be able to defend yourself. But
I am outraged, and I will never listen to your trash radio show again.
Oh,
whoever
no.
you sent to West Hollywood to yell at the homosexual men, that was totally uncalled for. Just shame on you and shame on that person. Goodbye.
Hey, Clay and Allie show. I'm not sure why you guys think it's okay to make fun of gay men and women about what kind of car they drive. I think it's very offensive.
Now, this was when Vanessa was yelling at these guys about the Lexus they had.
Okay, Lexus.
she gave it two.
The double Lexuses. This guy's very upset about it.
Very offensive. You all need to do better and stop bullying and making fun of gay people. Because it's really not okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, fancy boy.
Vanessa, anything you'd like to say about that?
If they only saw me there, we were all very happy. It was a loving fest.
So nothing here was...
I know I sound aggressive, but it's because you can't understand me. I have to yell so they can hear me.
Okay. So these complaints...
I'm not a hater of the gay community. I love it. Actually, when I was there, I was like, damn, I wish I was gay.
I wish you were too. Yeah.
But I'm freaking straight.
I know.
Sucks.
For you.
Worst.
I know.
It's funny, though, because if you think about when you're really wasted and you think a conversation is going really well.
Yeah.
And then you eventually learn that it actually wasn't going well at all.
Mm.
You know, and you're like, oh, we were all having fun, but you're just the most wasted person there, and you think that everything's going well when it's not.
I'm never doing this again.
Angry person.
I waited a little bit to do the assignment because I was like, let me dance. Let me have a drink.
Yeah.
I should have done the assignment.
You should have done it exactly the way you did.
Don't listen to these people.
What the hell is that angry homophobic child doing? She's making fun of the Asian community for kimchi.
Oh.
She has some nerve. Cancel Vanessa. Cancel her now. I will stop listening until she is fired. Going to your manager.
Okay. Oh, no. That's another meeting.
Anything you like?
Gay.
Okay. Let's not complain about the complaints.
Vanessa, great scholars.
Anything else you'd like to say, Vanessa?
I'm not drinking anymore.
No.
That's not the goal.
Good for you.
All right. That's Vanessa arguing with drunk Vanessa. Well, there we have it. Can't keep everyone happy. I thought you did a great job.
You did.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.